Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. Most everyone agrees that good teachers are important for our children, but how those teachers should be compensated can lead to heated debates, like the one that just happened over the new teacher retirement system approved in the latest state budget. Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra is taking an in-depth look at how we go about paying teachers in Michigan and what it means for teacher performance and retention in the state. She's publishing a series of reports at MichiganRadio.org this week, and she joins me now. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
As part of your research, Michigan Radio conducted a survey on teacher pay earlier this summer. Tell us about it.
Teacher pay has been dropping consecutively for the last 5 years. We wanted to see if there was a little more nuance to the teacher pay story. So we put out the survey, and I think we got around 400 responses, which was awesome. Thank you, teachers. And and from the UP on down, it was really eye-opening, I have to say.
You talk about six major themes that emerged in the survey. Let's focus in on one of those, the issue of pay freezes. What did you hear back on that topic?
The way teachers are paid in Michigan right now and really across the country, it's a series of steps and lanes. Generally speaking, every year you go up a step, which comes with a salary increase. And if you get a master's or a PhD, you switch lanes and you get an even bigger pay bump. You know, if you sign a contract to work in Detroit, you can see what you're going to make on year one, year five, year 10. But what we discovered is that so many districts have pay freezes. And so let's say you've been teaching in the district for 7 years, your pay might be frozen on a step three. So you might be getting a third year teacher salary, but you've been in that district for 10 years. And nobody tracks this. The state does not track pay freezes. Union organizations don't track it. So we, in our non-scientific survey, we found that I think it was something like 84 districts of the districts that responded, 84 districts had experienced pay freezes and 34 had not.
What surprised you the most during your research for this series?
The most surprising thing to me and maybe to our listeners is how much teachers make on average when they start in the profession. The average teacher salary is around $61,000, but that masks what's happening in the beginning years of teaching. And so the average teacher salary for a starting teacher is $36,000. Let's say I'm really good in math and I could be an excellent math teacher. I could go into the private sector and make double or triple that. And so the question is, can you get the best and brightest to be in the classroom if you're offering them a $36,000 salary? And it's not until around year six that Michigan teachers go above the national average for their salaries. So you could make some good pay if you stick it out, you know, for 10 years. But we lose so many teachers in the beginning because of burnout. And they also say that low teacher pay is a reason for burnout.
Jen, while you're here, let's talk about some other education news. The state's been working on its plan to comply with the new federal education law, which goes into effect this fall. It's called the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA, and it's basically the replacement for No Child Left Behind. Tell us about the state's new system for holding schools accountable to the new standards.
The biggest difference is that No Child Left Behind was strictly focused on test scores. That is how they graded schools effectively. So with ESSA, you know, we still hold schools accountable on test scores, but we're also looking at student growth and we're looking at factors like how much time students are spending in art and music and phys ed. And I think one of the biggest things that they're doing, we're having this dashboard. So instead of ranking, every school is going to have a dashboard where parents can look up and see what goes on in that building. And so one of the things that they're putting in are suspension and expulsion rates by subgroups. So you will be able to see, are students of color being disciplined at a disproportionate rate compared to, you know, white students? The woman I spoke to at the State Department of Education called that sort of like the crown jewel of the dashboard because she feels like it's really going to help us address the school-to-prison pipeline that you often hear about. So I think that's pretty exciting.
That's Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra. She'll be back with more on this topic this afternoon on Stateside at 3 o'clock and again this evening at 10 o'clock. And her four-part series, A Look at Teacher Pay in Michigan, will be published on our website this week. You can read part one right now at MichiganRadio.org. Jen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.